Get ready for truth bombs and guidance from conservative leaders and entrepreneurs, from God-fearing, freedom-loving, truth-telling, patriotic Americans. Welcome to Patriots with Grit. Now let's jump into today's episode with your host, Darren Ross.
Okay, here we are at the Reawaken America Tour in Branson, Missouri with our friend Amanda Grace. Randy, you have been after me all week to get an interview with Amanda Grace. Why is that?
Because we watch her so much at home, I feel like she's sitting on our couch, and now she's sitting in our chair.
So I heard of Amanda Grace in April of 2021 in Tulsa. I went to the first Reawaken America Tour, and I didn't know what to expect. I'd been to Clay's events prior to that for a couple of years. Didn't know what to expect. I get there and there's all these people on stage blowing shofars. I mean, I grew up Southern Baptist, you know? I grew up in a little tiny church of like 35 people, and they pull out these shofars, these horn. Look at them. I'm like, what is going on? And they start, you know, speaking in tongues, and you know, growing up Baptist, you don't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of like woo woo foo foo stuff, you know. And then you come on, and then other people come on. I'm like, who are these people? I'm like, I didn't know anything about this whole prophetic movement. And then I created a contact in my phone, and we have a gal, one of our good friends, Sherry Needham, is with us right here. I know you've met Sherry.
Yes,
and
I have.
You guys could speak in tongues and pray for days.
Yes.
I know you could. I actually wrote down in my phone, I've contacted all these prophetic people. I started listening to these people. I'm like, they're not so crazy after all.
Dude.
They're a lot more in line and in tune with what's going on.
Not more knowledgeable than us.
Pastors who have the skinny jeans, fog machines.
And skinny jeans,
fog machines, and big screens. So these are the kind of people you should be listening to when you're wanting to hear what God has to say instead of all these famous, you know, pastors on TV. So, Amanda, tell us about what you're doing, what you're seeing happen in America, what you see is on the horizon for the future of our country, and let's get after it.
Okay, so we have Ark of Grace Ministries.
Right.
And part of that is, yes, we have a very strong prophetic part of the ministry. And we have an animal sanctuary, too. And people get to see that on the broadcast, which is quite because animals are unpredictable. So it's comical.
It's not like Tiger King, is it?
Tiger King?
It's not like Tiger King, is it?
What is that?
Oh, my gosh. Never mind that. There's no other episode.
Okay. And so I did. I started at the first Reawaken in Tulsa. And it's been incredible what the Lord has done. And so we... prophetically speaking, because, you know, it's interesting. I'm Italian from the city, so I could take off like a rocket pretty fast. So the Lord just kind of harnessed that towards him and towards when the Spirit of the Lord hits me and I start to prophesy. Something very interesting is happening on November 8th. Now, I know we have the election, right? There is a blood moon happening on November 8th that is going to last 143 minutes. And if you add that up, it's the number 8 also, which is very interesting.
Wow.
And I'm watching closely what's happened in Israel with Netanyahu winning,
right.
Because Israel and the United States are connected in the spirit. So when you see that overturning in Israel, start looking at the United States of America to follow suit.
I like this. Mm-hmm. I like the prophetic. I like what I'm hearing. Keep going.
Keep going. Now I'm in New York. Okay, so born and bred from the city.
Oh, we wouldn't know by your accent.
You'd never tell.
No,
my voice precedes me.
I thought you were from Arkansas.
People said, yeah, you're not from around here. No. So New York is, this is what I call New York. It's the carotid artery to D.C.
Oh, wow.
D.C., a lot of its resources. You've got the city, the financial hub. And so we have something incredible happening in New York that may be on the cusp of happening because Lee Zeldin is getting this close to taking the lead in the governor's race.
Wow.
And so I'm looking at New York and the two bookends, I call them, New York and California.
Right.
Because when you see them start to turn, and the temperature in New York is ripe for that because the Staten Island judge ruled in favor of those 16 sanitation workers.
Right.
So this is how you could judge the temperature right
Absolutely.
Now in New York. And I think a lot of people in the city who, you know, who to their friends openly say they don't like conservatives or Republicans are going to go secretly in that ballot area and click Zeldin. I think this is exactly what's going to happen.
I hope so. I mean, talk to us a little bit about what it's like. We've heard the words cancel culture.
Yes.
I know you've been on YouTube and you get really high views, and then all of a sudden, a lot of stuff goes away. What's the reason for this? What do you see happening with all this?
You know, YouTube can be a bit testy. I think they get like PMS all the time, and that's what happens with YouTube. And so they ripped down the Eric Trump interview that I did with Eric Trump. They gave me a strike for that, and just ripped right down.
That was filthy.
They gave you a strike.
Yeah, that's filthy.
Strike, which is terrible. But you know what's interesting? Why they haven't totally ripped the people in the prophetic off of YouTube? Because how else are they going to corrupt, going to know what the Lord intends to do if they rip all of us out?
Good boy.
Wow.
So there's an aspect to this that they're keeping us up for a reason, because the Lord, he's more than a formidable opponent, but I'm saying he's way more than that. But to them, that is the unknown factor, you know? So when we're speaking the word of the Lord and these things are happening, that is an unknown they can't control.
That's our playbook.
Yes.
And they're playing defense.
They're not only playing defense, they have gone a full-on blitz at this point. But the interesting part with a blitz, because my dad raised me on every sport you could possibly imagine, the interesting part with a blitz is that you leave your back end vulnerable. So nobody's covering the wide receivers and the tight end because everyone's blitzing at the quarterback. This is what's happening right now. They've gone to a full-on blitz, and they've left all of their back end vulnerable right
now. So we can go over the top now.
Yes, you can.
So, man, what do you see for America in the next 3, 6 to 9 months?
Okay, so I think America is about to get, so in a chiropractor's office, you go and everything's out of alignment and you got to get a hard adjustment. America's about to get a very hard adjustment.
Yeah.
This is what's about to happen in America.
Is it going to be painful?
I think so. Adjustments are never totally pleasant, but they're necessary. So this is a very necessary adjustment that's about to happen. And so when this adjustment happens, the wicked that have held those seats, well, that's going to be overturned also. And
right.
So this is going to be a process. I'm just telling you, this is going to be a process.
I think we're beyond time for an adjustment. How about you guys?
Oh, it's desperately needed right now, but we're going to see a very hard adjustment in this nation.
If we don't get the adjustment, we'll probably be crippled.
Yeah, well, that he's right. See, yeah. That's a very good point.
This
he's
is
right
the spine. This is the spine. This election right here. It could be the difference in walking or sitting forever.
And the nation is so restless right now that I think people are going to come out in droves for this. And people are beginning to get to understand, too, that in order for the hard adjustment to happen, the Lord has to step in and be the one doing the adjusting. So we have to rely on the Lord to do the adjustment and not man. He uses man as a tool, you know, and as an instrument, but we have to rely on him to do this hard adjustment because he's going to do this in some unexpected ways people didn't think. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's going to be some surprise. And go, wow, I didn't see that one coming. Like, that's what I'm going to say.
Well, Amanda, as we near the end of our interview, would you like to pray for our nation?
I would absolutely love to pray. All right. I would be honored. Okay. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we come before you. We praise you that you are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we praise you that your son Jesus Christ was the Word became flesh, was sent to the earth, dwelt among us, died on Calvary, purchased us, redeemed us, had a great victory that day at Calvary, Father God. And Lord, as we bring these petitions before you this day, we honor that before you. Father, we bring the nation of America before you, Lord. This is a covenant nation. We put you in remembrance of that covenant, Father God. Lord, there is a strong remnant in this nation that has been crying out to you. When you spoke with Abraham over the fate of Sodom, you said for 10 righteous people, you were going to spare the entire city, Father God. Lord, there is a very strong remnant in this nation, Father God, that have been pleading before your throne, that have been bringing their appeals, Father God. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the remnant, for the sake of the gospel, Father God, that you spare this nation, Father God, that you turn it, that you intervene, you raise up leaders and you bring them down, Father God. And we are asking you to raise up the most strategically positioned, most bold leaders in this nation, Father God. Not only for the presidency, Father God, but for governors, mayors, Father God, at the grassroots level, Lord, we're asking you to put down the roots in America, Father God, that are going to overtake the vines and the brambles that the wicked have sown. Let them receive tares for what they have sown in this nation, Father God. Lord, you are the righteous judge, and we are asking you to judge in this hour, Father God, what men have done. And we are asking you, Father God, to position your people for the next leg of this race that we begin to see the giant turn in this nation. We have entered turbulence, Lord, which is what you told me in October of 2020, that we were about to enter turbulence, Father God, but that you were the one piloting this. And so, Father God, we praise you, Lord, that you are steering us out of this, Lord, that you are rebuilding this nation, Father God, that you are raising it up once again to be a protector, a friend, and a brother to Israel, Father God, a defender of the faith, Lord. Father, we just praise you, Lord, that you have sent your holy angels of all rankings and divisions, Father God, into this nation to be positioned in this hour, Father God. And we ask, Father God, for a wonder during the elections, Father God. We just ask you, Lord, that we just see such an incredible act from you during this time that it leaves the wicked dumbfounded, Lord. We praise you, Father God. We praise you for what you're doing. We praise you that you are equipping us with every good and perfect gift to continue running the leg of this race. Put your favor upon us, Father God. Armor us up according to Ephesians 6 as we go forth. We praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow. Amen.
I couldn't say that any better.
That was rare. I have never heard a pastor in skinny jeans pray like that. Never. I mean, tell our viewers, how can they follow you, find you, and keep up with you?
Okay, so be laughing. So we have ARK of Grace - the minus sign ministries.com. We're on YouTube as youtube.com/ARK of Grace Ministries. We have an app. It's the Dove with the Olive Branch. You can go to your app store. It's ARK of Grace. Rumble too, ARK of Grace Ministries as well, and on Facebook you can find us as well.
There we go, Amanda Grace, Amanda Grace Ministries. Thanks for watching, you guys, the Patriots of Grit. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
See ya.